friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. My guest, Kevin McCann. McCanna, Toronto. Gaelic for what, Kevin?
Thank you, Adrian. Gaelic for my surname, Limited. McCanna Toronto means McCann Limited. Very often people think it's more exotic than that, but I'm afraid that's all it is. My surname
and
corporation I have to use.
It's pretty good. Now, you're a producer, a screenwriter, producer for radio address issues like, for instance, Northern Ireland, Faith, Identity. You produced and you have produced a great number of documentaries for television and for screen. Tell us, first of all, about yourself. Now, you were born in the north but brought up in the south?
That's right. I was born in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh, and we lived on the main street, or my parents lived on the main street, and there was an explosion on the street, and the flat in which they were living was destroyed, and they ended up moving out to, they were put into a council house, and then consequently my parents decided to go back across the border to where they were from, into County Cavan, where I lived all my life, in just across the border in Belturbet in County Cavan.
Now, so you know, and your identity and your interest in Northern Ireland, obviously, you know, comes firsthand. It's not something you had to read about.
Sure, it's always there, I suppose. You can. It's part of my identity. I think, you know, it's part of everybody's identity that is from there, and everyone who has a connection with Ireland, North or South, is aware of the Northern question. Very often it's avoided in conversation, or it's avoided in self-analysis, but it's very much there. I don't think the issue of the North or the division of the island can be avoided.
And indeed, it's of, you know, particular interest, I think, in the United States as well, and you know, that continues. Despite the peace process and the Good Friday Agreement, but I just wanted to ask you something about these documentaries that you have done center not only on topics, but a lot of characters in the North, and the characters in the pure sense. For instance, here, The Boys of St. Columbus, which was a documentary for both BBC and RTE, featured Seamus Heaney, John Hume, you know, Phil Coulter, Bishop Daly, and many others. And it's centered on an aspect of Northern Ireland that sometimes get overlooked, education in the North. Much of what you produce and write is very specific and peculiar to a particular time, an event, a situation. You're on to something which, of course, is timely in the sense that we are going to have the centenary of the rebellion that changed Ireland forever in a day, and specifically on the Easter Rising. A character that we've heard about, obviously, and we would know him, is that of Sean McDiarmada. Instantly, when we hear the name, we know that he was one of the signatories of the proclamation. Mm-hmm. Am I right on that?
Absolutely. He was one of the seven signatories, but regarded by many as the mastermind of the revolution. the main organizer of the revolution. He was the hero of Michael Collins. He was the right-hand man of Tom Clark, and, you know, very very much overlooked figure in our history.
Yeah, we think of the Easter Rising. We think of De Valera. We think of Michael Collins. But even Michael Collins, you know, in describing Mac Diarmada, said, you know, tramping through Ireland and preaching the gospel of freedom, which must be fought for Ireland. Very compelling endorsements, and yet very little, if anything, has been written specifically on Seán Mac Diarmada.
Sure. There was one book written recently by a Belfast author, Gerard McAtasney, and I have been working closely with Gerard in the past year in Belfast, and I have prepared a story called The Rising to be made into a feature film, and that's my current project, as it were, is the development of this important motion picture based on Seán Mac Diarmada and what he did for the country.
Right. Has the story, your story's been written, how has that been received?
Very well, very well in New York and also in Belfast where I wrote it. Northern Ireland Screen are the film board of Belfast, and they have supported the script writing of the story. So the script writing, you know, can take, you know, anything. It's
sure.
A piece of string question, but or aspect, but it could be, you know, 6 months. And Northern Ireland Screen are backing this, which is very, very significant that they are behind it. I also have the support of a number of businesses here in New York City. I've been calling to many businesses here in the city, and many of them are offering me direct financial support in the development of the project. Also, the United Irish Counties, I'm very pleased to say that I have their support, and they have been very generous in their support of me.
Let me, I know, and again, we join with those in saying fair play to you, and this is, again, something that we can, you know, very much endorse. The myths, let's just address some of the myths with respect to Michael Collins and Eamon De Valera and The Rising. This is something that we, you know, put your own twist to it. But what is your approach, you know, as you head into this full-blown film centered on Mac Diarmada?
Well, I suppose the first one, Adrian, would be many of us, I suppose, do not know our history, and people in Ireland accuse Irish America of not knowing their history. I would go the opposite of that and say that I have met Irish Americans who know far more about the history of Ireland than we do at home. I think there was some sort of discouragement of learning our history back at home.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
I'm a product of that, and many, I'm sure, listeners to this program would know you know, Irish history, as taught in the national schools in Ireland, you know, came to a sudden end somewhere around 1915, as indeed many other topics, bearing in mind that the subject was very raw. This is not something that would be included in the curriculum. You know, going back to the 40s and 50s and into you know, that time period before and after it. This was something that you stayed away from. It had to be intentional. And it was understandable, you know, the great sensitivity with respect to it, and the survivors and those who were latched on to either, again, the two leading figures on the De Valera side and on Michael Collins. The portrait of Michael Collins in the film of
Neil Jordan.
That stirred up quite an amount of controversy as well, and I think what it did was kind of drag out from all of us, particularly in Ireland, which side were you on? Which side of it? It had a lot of political connotations.
Yeah.
Transferred to America would be, are you a Republican or are you a Democrat? And a lot of similarities in terms of either loyalties the sense that a family had a political tag, and growing up beyond that was kind of that's only happened with the passage of time.
Sure. It's part of the issue, you know. Not only is there that division between the sides. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, upset in Irish history was Irish fighting against Irish. It was an awful thing to have happened. But everybody is affected by it. You know, not only is it the question of the sides, but it's survivor's guilt. If you're talking to me on this phone, that means that our people back at home. Did they have food when others didn't during the famine?
Oh, I know.
Did they take sides? If we go back far enough, were your people on opposite sides than my people, and therefore can we continue to converse on this telephone?
Yeah.
You know, there's, but that's part of the thing that we must do is we must embrace this opportunity to discuss our future and look at our future. And I think a film. Looking at the Easter Rising, I mean, there has never been a film on the Easter Rising.
Yeah.
Never been one. And this is an opportunity for those of us, and myself included, who was not fully aware of their history. I mean, I'm still not fully aware of my history. It's still something that I need to address. But 1916, the anniversary of that, is the opportunity, I think, for us to look back at that important part and say, why did McDermott and Tom Clark and Pierce, why were they so convinced that a revolution could change the inequalities and address the issue of freedom in Ireland when so many were against it? I mean, rebellions are not popular when they happen. They don't have the support of the masses. And why did a thousand people, men and women, rebel against the biggest empire in the world?
And why... Also, I think that begs the question as to why, by standards, general standards, it might have been considered a failure. The revolution, the rising, would have gone no place had it not been for the reaction of Mother England and Britain.
Correct.
It was the reaction to... A relative number, as you say there, many of them, you know, academics, they don't fall into any of the categories of our previous rebels in Irish history and so forth. These are a bunch of people who are considered to be, you know, a bunch of dubs who got together and decided to have this, but. The timing and everything, it seemed like there's a story there in itself.
Sure.
Why did they, well, and again, this is playing devil's advocate, why did they go off half-cocked? I mean, had there been, what was the atmosphere that prevented them from gathering a lot of support throughout Ireland?
Well, this is the thing that will be looked at in the film. I mean, these were, as you say, considered cultural figures. They weren't a bunch of radical rebels who were just looking for trouble.
Yeah.
These men wrote a very considered document called the Proclamation. I mean, it addressed the men and women of Ireland. I mean, at this time in history, even in the United States, women didn't have a vote. So this was a very advanced group of people. I mean, people like, I mean, your people come from Mayo. John McBride was a leading figure in the Rising. He was executed around the same time as McDiarmid and
right.
Clark. So it wasn't necessarily a Dublin-centric thing. It did affect the cultural and the considered people from all over the island.
We know that. However, as I say, initially, if we go back to that period of time, there was a sense, you know, and perhaps the British looked at it as saying, hey, this doesn't have legs, excusing the pun, but
sure.
but that's what, you know, that's what it was. It's a very interesting story, a very interesting concept, and I know that you've received, even before coming over here to, you've received not only a lot of interest, but support, you know, from the Northern Ireland, from the Film Board, and from many other areas. What kind of reaction are you getting as you come to New York? You've been here now for, you know, for the last couple of months and whatever. Are you making inroads?
Sure. Well, essentially what I'm doing is I'm asking individuals and businesses to support the development of the film. And this has been, I'm very pleased with how this has been going. I have half the money, or just over half the money that I need to develop the film over the next 12 months.
Great.
And because the film has to be made for 2016, the release.
Right.
And so I'm getting the support of businesses and continuing to meet with people and looking for the remainder of that funding.
Good luck to you on that, and let me give your information to those who might want to take a look at it, look into it, and see what the story is here. Your direct phone number, and this, of course, is for the United States here, is 917-371-5562. Or, indeed, you can log on to kevin@macana, that's macana.ie. And we wish you luck. And I think it's telling that that you have been able to accomplish what you have over here, and we wish you continued luck.
Thank you, Adrian. I appreciate your support. And just to say that it was Sean McDiarmid and who got paid. He was the only full-time paid revolutionary. He got paid from America to do what he did, and you know, the reason why because he did what he did. You know, we have our freedom for our island, or at least partly for most of our island. And we owe him, his and their story deserves to be acknowledged properly through film. We shouldn't continue to disregard what they did, and I think a film called The Rising will address that.
And it also addresses the American connection. We wish you luck. Again, friends, www.mcana.ie. The direct telephone number, 917-371-5562. And our guest, Kevin McCann. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.